talking about stuff that's been stuck in you based on that story from data reports over the past year of things that have been stuck in people's butts. But we didn't want to limit you to butts because not everybody has had something stuck in their butt, but a lot of people have had something stuck somewhere in them.
Yeah, there's a ton of butt texts.
But there are some butt texts coming in as well. You can also give us a call at 1-800-947-3979.
Yeah, this one. My first job when I became a nurse was in the operating room. We had to do abdominal surgery on a guy that put drugs into a glass Coke bottle and shoved it up his rectum. It was an older, smoother bottle, so when they tried to extract it without surgery, it slipped further into the intestines.
Oh.
And then they say, don't do drugs, kids.
It's in your butt.
Please.
Oh, man.
RN at a local hospital. A man came in with a whale tooth lodged in his ass.
A whale tooth?
He said it was a joke with his friends, to which this person said, you need new friends.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm sure. It was a joke with his friends. What kind of friends? Yeah, no doubt. Wow. Okay, Brian, what has been stuck in you, my friend?
When I was 18, I went to have my wisdom teeth out. Dentist had his knee up on my chest, holding me in the chair, broke a dental tool. I was awake, just local.
Okay.
You know, and traumatizing. He said, hand me another elevating tool, whatever the hell it was.
Okay.
I'm now 49. That piece of dental tool is still in my jaw.
No kidding.
Wow.
Can you feel it?
No. Oh, but, however, every time I go, they, you know, get x-rays. Did you know? Yes, I travel a lot. Did you know you have that? Yes, I know. So I can never have a closed MRI or anything like that again because those electromagnets are so strong.
Yeah.
And numerous doctors have told me it will find the path of least resistance and it will come out of your head. We just don't know what direction.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm almost 50 years old and still have this piece of tool in my face.
Well, I mean, at least it doesn't bother you. If it bothered you, you have to have surgery. But
yeah, no, they measured it. It's lodged in my jaw because it's stainless. Body just accepted it. But they've measured it at like over 3/8 of an inch long and probably about 1/4 of an inch wide. It's a big chunk of steel.
That is a big piece. We had gotten a text as well from somebody where they had BB gun wars when they were like 14 and they're in their 30s now. And it's the same thing. They can't have an MRI because the BB is somewhere in their eye socket and they have to use eye drops and stuff. But if they have an MRI, the fear is that it could literally go through his brain.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, so anyway, I
love you guys. Love your show. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for the call. All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Travis from Illinois. Is that Illinois? Do I see Illinois?
Godfrey, Illinois.
Travis, welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
What have you had stuck in you?
Okay, so when I was like 14, I worked, but I was in machine shop class, and I was running a metal lathe, cutting metal, and my cousin was holding a file up against the shavings, and it grabbed the file, threw it into the chuck, knocked a piece off, and hit me in the neck, and just been there ever since.
Oh my gosh.
How big of a piece?
A little bit bigger than a BB.
Oh my God, but it just lives there. How old are you now?
I'm 43. It's been there since I was 14.
Oh my God.
Can you see it? Like, is it just below the surface or is it in there?
Oh no, it's in there. When I tilt my head back, you can see it.
Wow. Oh, that's wild. I assume it would be the risk to get it out isn't worth the reward. Is that?
I'm not sure. They see it in x-rays, but they've just never been really compelled to get it out.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess it's not a big deal.
That's so crazy because it would probably take like a 10-minute procedure to
probably,
get the thing out.
I guess it would depend on how close it was to something vital there. But I guess if it's not really bothering you and it's not causing an infection or anything, I guess there it is.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. It just sits right up against my esophagus there.
That's crazy. Thank you, Travis. Yeah. Appreciate you.
This text, we had a patient with a 3-wick Yankee candle shoved up his butt.
Stop.
3-wick.
I don't believe it. But the best part was that you could see the scent of it through the scans we did.
So like the label?
I don't believe that.
You know what? I'm going to choose to believe that because I like the idea that on an x-ray, you can see that it says clean linen.
Ooh, chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, pine forest, you know, warm apple butter.
Oh, my God.
One more.
Jimbo from Parts Unknown. I can't read that.
No, it says rather would not say. So.
Oh, okay. A true Jimbo. Okay. Yeah. From Parts Unknown. Wait, unknown. It's Jimbo with something stuck in him. You're on the harmonizer. You're disguised. We have no idea your identity at all. What was stuck in you?
It wasn't stuck in me. It was a former patient. I used to work EMS. And this patient called 911, said that he needed to ride to the hospital. We got there. He would not tell us what was going on with him. We tried. He just wouldn't say anything. So we found the hospital, dropped him off. We worked in a smaller county, so they called us back and said, we need to send this guy to somewhere else. We get there, and the nurse that we dropped him off with slid the paper over and said, I highlighted it for you. And on that paper, it said, patient inserted 3 AA batteries into urethra.
Oh, no! 3 AA batteries in the urethra. That's the pee-pee hole.
Yeah, is that free beer? We know he's got a wide urethra.
Is that why it's so big? Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
And obviously, those, you know, oh, boy, yeah, you don't want those to start interacting with anything
no.
either.
Oh, imagine not getting anywhere with that one. Two.
What happened?
He's in there end to end, so that we transferred him.
Oh my gosh!
So you never got any follow up on what happened to the guy? They just pop him out.
I didn't really ask. The only thing I did figure out is that his talk screen was 50 long.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I assume they plug up all of his holes and then put pepper in his nose and plug his nostrils and then wait for him to sneeze.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you what happened to him after that. It was just a transfer. But it was still entertaining for all of us.
That's amazing.
Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing well that, done. Jimbo. That's well done. That's awful and disgusting. And hilarious. Appreciate it. We've got a couple from text that I want to follow up with as well before we take another break. This person went to college, had a long distance relationship with their long term boyfriend. Saw him at Christmas break. They had drunken but protected sex.
Okay.
In February, that's a couple months later, during a random trip to the bathroom, it says, a condom dropped out of me. I had no idea it had been there. Stuck for 2 months without a clue.
Last call was free beer. This one's Kelly.
I know, right?
Yikes.
That's so disgusting. All right. Well, we've had a lot of fun with things that have been stuck inside of people